This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The preseason coaches poll is out, and we've got five main Big 12 football takeaways to bring to you. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12, and always glad you're joining us. Make sure you're subscribed right now to the show on the podcast or on the YouTube channel. So, my first major takeaway is the fact that the Big 12 did get five teams into the top 25 of the preseason coaches poll. And you could have made the case for anywhere from probably four to upwards of seven teams making the top 25. I do think there are probably eight, maybe nine, that can win this conference. But five in the top 25 is solid. You can't take that away from the Big 12. They are stacked when it comes to depth. They have more parity than any conference in all of college football going into the season. That was also on display last year. And there is not a clear front runner. Now, we'll get to part two of this here in a second, but you have a bunch of teams that are stacked up right on top of each other. Five teams that are in the preseason coaches poll in the Big 12. Arizona State's at 11, K-State at 20, Iowa State at 21, BYU at 23, and Texas Tech comes in at 24. So part two of this, my other big takeaway, is that you do have a lot of teams on top of each other in the 20s in the preseason coaches poll, with K-State, Iowa State back-to-back. Then you've got A&M out of the SEC, followed by BYU, Texas Tech. So there's a run of four Big 12 teams out of five teams from 20 to 24. K-State, Iowa State, BYU, and Texas Tech. I mean, they're separated by all of 130 points in the coaches poll. That's nothing whatsoever. So when you look at that, you say to yourself, okay, this really means that the coaches had this early run and we knew who the big power players were going to be out of the SEC and the Big Ten, right? And then it's really anybody's guess. Now, I am not a preseason poll guy. We've talked about this ad nauseum on this show. If you're new to it, well, I hate preseason polls. But it's here, so I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to react to it. But I hate it because everyone's just guessing, for the most part. Now, the transfer portal gives you some idea of who's in, who's out, but overall, you're really guessing outside of probably the top five. After that, I mean, maybe if you want to be generous, you say the top 10, but I'm going to say outside of the top five, you're just guessing when it comes to what the college football season's really going to look like. So takeaway one is five teams in the top 25 for the Big 12. Number two is the fact that you've got four of these five teams stacked all in the 20s. And takeaway three here, Arizona State is getting a lot of respect and a lot of love from the coaches poll, coming in at number 11, head and shoulders above anybody else in the Big 12. And I think they're overstating Arizona State right now and giving this program too much credit for what it did last season. That doesn't mean that Arizona State can't win the Big 12 this year. They very well could, and it would not be a shocker. Kenny Dillingham, yes, he loses a guy like Cam Scadaboo, but they have a lot of returning talent on both sides of the ball, and they may have a guy who's the best quarterback in the entire league in Sam Levitt. I don't think he is right now, but he certainly could end up being that way when all is said and done. So it wouldn't be shocking if Arizona State won the Big 12. But do I think that Arizona State's like on the verge of a top 10 team and then there's nobody else who's really a top 20 team? I don't think the gap's that big in the Big 12 right now. I don't. And that's what surprised me. Not that Arizona State was the highest ranked Big 12 team, but if you told me Arizona State was going to be the highest ranked Big 12 team in the preseason coaches poll, I would have said, okay, what? Maybe they're at 16, 17. Maybe you could have reached to 14, 15. But if you told me Arizona State was going to be number 11 and nobody else in the Big 12 was going to be ranked until 20, I would have said no way. That's just too big of a gap based on how tight this conference is. So it's not a knock on Arizona State. It's just giving, honestly, too much credit to Arizona State. That's what it's doing, because I don't think they're head and shoulders above the rest of the conference this season. Can they win it? Yes. Are they that much better based on what the polling shows in the coaches' poll right now? Absolutely not. So that was my takeaway number three. Next up, I was surprised by the love BYU was getting in the preseason coaches' poll, and that feels like recency bias. BYU has the worst quarterback situation in the conference going into this season. Jake Retzlaff wasn't great last year. Let's be clear. This team did not have the success last year because of Jake Retzlaff. I'm not going to say it was in spite of him, but he was inconsistent. He was not a top-tier quarterback in the conference, and it was really the defense and special teams that carried the Cougars last year. I think that even a BYU fan would admit that. But they did go 7-2 in conference play. They tied for first place in the league, but the tiebreakers kept them out of the Big 12 championship game. But BYU now has complete uncertainties at quarterback. They're trotting out two guys who have never played at the Power Four level, and then a true freshman. And yes, the defense, I think, is going to be really good once again. I think the special teams is going to be elite. But boy, do I have questions about that offensive side of the ball. And when you factor in, you know, close wins last year and the fact that they got a couple of good bounces, K-State comes to mind, and I'm not sitting here taking anything away from them. Every team deserves it. Every team gets them. You just have seasons like that, right? So it's nothing against them. I don't think when all is said and done, BYU is going to end up as a top four team in this conference. And excuse me, I was thinking about the Kansas game, not the Kansas State game earlier. They blew out Kansas State. They had that close loss late in the season to Kansas. That was a bad bounce. But, you know, the Utah game comes to mind in particular, obviously, when it comes to, just pulling out some close wins. So I would be very surprised if BYU finishes this season as a top four team in the Big 12 conference. But the coaches' poll has them in the preseason top 25, and they are coming in at number 23. And then, last but not least, in my major takeaways from the coaches' poll as it relates to the Big 12, well, no Baylor and no TCU. The Baylor one absolutely shocked me. I was stunned by that. I'm sorry, but Baylor is going to be in the mix for a Big 12 title, and I know people are overlooking them. They started off slow last year. They got real hot as the season went on. Maybe the most overlooked team in this league. They may have the best quarterback in the conference in Sawyer Robertson, and I cannot believe that Baylor didn't get any love in the preseason coaches poll in the Big 12. K-State, totally get it. Iowa State, hey, listen, Matt Campbell's got this program as a year-in, year-out, top 25 team. BYU, I just gave you my thoughts on that one. And Texas Tech, listen, when it comes to the starters on both sides of the ball, there's not a more talented team, position by position, than Texas Tech. So I get all that, and obviously we talked about Arizona State. But Baylor is a team that is good. I don't want to say stacked in the trenches, but good in the trenches. Has maybe the best quarterback, dual threat guy too, in Sawyer Robertson. The best running back possibly in the Big 12 this season in Bryson Washington. If the defense continues to grow and develop under Dave Aranda, who's a defensive mind, this team's playing in Arlington. And I was very surprised to see them left out of the preseason coaches poll that dropped on Monday. TCU, maybe more to prove. TCU was not as offensive to me as leaving Baylor out of the top 25, but I was very surprised that neither of those teams got a look in the preseason top 25. Now, people are going to ask about Utah. Listen, I'm going to be giving my picks here in the next couple of weeks for the upcoming season. And I'm toying with the idea of Utah being a very serious contender. I won't tip you off any more to that. That's why you've got to be subscribed to the show. But I'm not as offended by Utah, because as great as Utah is, especially on the offensive and defensive lines, Devin Dampier is going to have questions around him at quarterback. It's just going to be the case. I know the ceiling's high. He comes in with his OC. There's a lot of reasons to like him. But you still don't really know what you're getting at the next level. So I'm okay leaving Utah out. But Baylor and TCU in particular were worth a look. Baylor was worth the biggest look. And they got left out and they got shafted in that coach's poll. I'm Pete Mundo. Hey, we're talking about this in the Heartland College Sports Forums. Join us there. They're free at heartlandcollegesports.com. We're getting a lot of traction on there. Big 12 fans are piling in, and we'd love to see you as well at heartlandcollegesports.com. Plus, the merch shop is open. The link to that is in the show description. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. We hope you check us out. Go Big 12. A lot more content coming your way.